Hi, this is Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings, and today we are joined by a music icon, a guy who's been in the business for a number of decades and has not only been inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but also nominated for a Grammy. So we'd like to welcome to our show today somebody that I grew up listening to, Alvin Bishop. Hello, Alvin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. It's great to have you on the show. 22 albums, that's what I counted. I know you've got compilations and live albums, but I counted 22 studio albums.
Could be.
Could be. And then I think you were referred to, and in one of the stories I read, as a one-hit wonder. How can a Grammy-winning superstar with 22 albums be considered a one-hit wonder? I mean, you've got many, many hits under your belt.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a straight down the middle type of guy. You know, it's you just do the best you can. I've written a lot of songs, and a lot of them are going to appeal only to like blues fans, pretty much. You know, but throw a bunch of stuff up against the wall and see what sticks. And only one of them did, evidently.
Fool Around and Fell in Love, one of my favorites from the mid '70s. So you write songs, you write your own songs. So, is that your favorite part of the business, or is the performing singing your favorite part of the business? What do you like most?
I like playing for the people, you know, being right in front of them. That's getting together with the folks. That's the most fun for me.
Mm-hmm. And how did this all start for you? You got a scholarship to a university in Chicago. And I don't know what the scholarship was for, but obviously you're a very, very smart guy, National Merit Scholarship. And so what were you studying at the time? Was it always music?
Well, I was really interested. I fell in love with blues over the radio. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and things are pretty separate there, were at the time, you know. This was before civil rights, and the only way a white person was going to hear any blues is basically on the radio. And I found out that Chicago was where Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and all the blues guys were. And I got lucky and got the National Merit Scholarship, and I could go anywhere I wanted to. So I said, I'm going there. I didn't really have a burning interest in any of these scholastic subjects, but you have to pick a
thing. Gotta pick a major.
Yeah, exactly. And I did math stuff, you know.
Math stuff.
Yeah.
So you're a nuclear physicist.
Well, my scholarship was sponsored by a steel company in Milwaukee, and I guess they were looking for engineers and stuff, you know.
Right, right.
So I figured, well, I'll make them happy, and so I chose math, and I did okay until I got to calculus, and then boom. There it was, you know. I was lucky. The University of Chicago turned out to be right on a little island in the middle of the South Side ghetto. And not only that, but it was the type of setup where you didn't have to go to class if you could pass the test at the end of the semester. So I'd go get lost in the ghetto and hang out with the blues guys and learn that stuff.
That sounds like a fun path to where you are today. You grew up on a farm in Iowa, from what I read.
Yes.
And so what took you to Oklahoma?
A drought.
A drought. Okay.
Yes, they had a drought in Oklahoma, and my dad was a farmer. So the price of hay went way up. The people in Oklahoma wanted hay to feed their cows. So my dad brought a truckload of hay down to Oklahoma. And while he was there, he applied for a job at an aircraft plant, and he got it, so we moved to Oklahoma.
You never came back to Iowa?
Only occasionally, yeah.
On tour. So, I wanted to ask you, since you are so renowned in the blues genre, what is your definition of blues? Because you do so many different kinds of blues. You know, you've got, looking at it, is blue-eyed soul blues, blues rock, country blues. You know, so what your definition of blues, what makes
these,
blues
these
song?
These are all writers struggling to define, you know, the music. And I struggle myself to define it. I just do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know that B.B. King did, you know, the blues, but he did it, you know, he talked about it comes from his soul, and it's this, you know, about the struggles and the South and whatnot.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something that resonated. And, you know, I guess it comes from the soul. I just love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been so many great blues artists over the years. So are you still playing the Red Dog?
Yep.
Still, all these years later, still got the same guitar? And
yeah, it's roughly the same guitar. It's the same model of guitar.
Ah, okay. What has been the career highlight for Alvin Bishop to this point?
I don't know. The last gig is usually what it amounts to, you know. I'm a
That's right.
Type of guy.
And you put out an album a few years ago, but it's been a while. And then before that, you took a break and, you know, you put out like 8 albums within a 2-year span and waited 7 years to release an album. That's what I was reading. So I'm kind of curious, where are you at right now with respect to new music?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the news to come from upstairs, what my next move is going to be.
Where do you get your inspiration? Where does it come from for you? Is it a religious thing? You say upstairs?
No, it's just whatever is on my mind. You know, I'll try to write a song about it. I just did a thing with Los Lobos. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, they've been on the show before. Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yep. They're a great band. And I played, I went to one of their gigs recently close to where I live, and I jammed with them. And we did this tune called What the Hell Is Going On. It's about the what's happening in the country these days, you know.
Oh.
And they liked it, so they invited me to L.A., and we made a video of it.
Yeah, the Garza brothers, the Los Lobos, and we've had them on and talking about, you know, the new music, the new album. So, and they had a big event too, which involved a lot of stars. So you were probably a part of that as well, I imagine, since you work with these guys. Now, in terms of new music, do you have a favorite song? Because I know this, as you mentioned, you suggested that there's a lot of stuff going on. And that means there's a lot of material to write about, even as back as COVID and whatnot. So you got a lot of stuff you could be putting out. Any thoughts or ideas coming to your mind about songs, or you're sitting waiting? No rush.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You don't want to tell me? Just between you and I.
No, I said I'm waiting for it. You're right.
Okay. All right. You've done collaborations, obviously. Fooled Around and Fell in Love was a song that featured a couple of singers from Jefferson Starship. So, I mean, you've collaborated with a lot of different artists in your career.
Well, they ended up with Jefferson Starship after they played with me.
Ah, so they need to thank you for their career.
Well, I thank them for their...
Well, you know, I'm just...
Especially.
Interested to know, what is the Alvin Bishop Big Fun Trio?
It's two other guys who are fantastic musicians. One guy, Willie Jordan, is a singer, and he plays this. You ever seen this drum box? It's called a cajon.
Yes, yeah, from Peru, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yep. He sits on that and plays it, and he's a hell of a singer. And Bob Welsh, an amazing guitarist and piano player who also plays with.
So, you know, in your career, which has spanned a number of decades, you've experienced and seen the business change. And today it's, you know, all about streams and it's less about selling albums. How have you found the adjustment, the changes? Do you like the changes? Do you not like the changes? You like the old raw, let's do this in the garage?
In fact, I don't like it because, streams play, they say the financial effect on the musicians is that 5,000 streams, you'll make the same money as you do on one CD, one physical CD. The distribution of the wealth has veered way over towards the business people and way away from the artists.
We're talking with Alvin Bishop, who is a he's a pioneer. He's been doing this for many, many decades and years, and Grammy winner, Blues Hall of Fame member, and the Alvin Bishop Big Fun Trio was nominated for a Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album as well in 2017. You've gotten lots of great accolades, people saying a lot of great things about you. What would you change about your career if you could go back to the beginning? Did you make any decisions you wish you didn't make, or are you satisfied with everything as it turned out?
Well, I feel lucky that things turned out like they did, and it's been way better than could have been predicted, I think. Probably would have been a lot easier if I hadn't got involved in certain habits in my younger days, you know, which I haven't had a drink or any drugs or anything in about 35 years, but I wasted a certain amount of time and energy just, you know.
Sure. In the college stage, you know, college age artists typically get into lead singing in a band to be for the girls. That's what they, you know, are attracted to, the girls. And it does, you know, call for a different kind of lifestyle. Like, as you mentioned, drugs and drinking, and you're exposed to it. You're around it all the time.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when you're playing in clubs, everybody's got something.
That's about it.
Yep. Alvin Bishop is our guest. I wanted to touch on something, if you don't mind. It's very personal and very sensitive and very recent. 2020, you lost your wife and your daughter.
No, I think it was way before that.
Oh, okay. Or 2000, you're right. I'm sorry, 2000. So it's 24 years ago. But it's still, you know, I mean, it's the scar, the pain, the memories never go away. So, I mean, tell me about that day. Tell me about that. What happened?
I don't like to dwell on it so much. It's a thing that when you lose somebody that's close to you, you just have to suffer a while and let time kind of cool things out. And it's kind of counterproductive to go back over it, I think.
I mean, have you written any songs about your pain and your suffering at that time? Did you get inspiration for anything?
No, I didn't write anything about that particular.
Well, we're, you know, our thoughts and prayers to you, and we're sorry, you know, even it's been 24 years, we're sorry that you had to go through that. Alvin Bishop is our guest. Live performances, you're still on tour now? Are you still doing gigs?
Yeah. I have the trio. I do gigs with them. I did a couple last weekend. Also, do a two-man thing with Charlie Musselwhite called 100 Years of Blues. And that's interesting and fun. And just different things come up, you know, like that Los Lobos project. And then Bob Dylan got in touch with me a couple of weeks ago and asked me to come play with him at the Shoreline Theater in San Francisco. So I did, and that was fun. So,
wow. What's it like? You pick up the phone, Bob Dylan saying, "Hey, come and join me."
Well, Maria Muldaur was kind of in the middle.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Yeah, she's old friends with Dylan, known him for years, and he called her and asked her to get in touch with me. So that's how that worked.
Alvin Bishop is our guest. The song probably that everybody around the world has heard many times and is obviously familiar with, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. It's a song you wrote?
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me what the story was about that particular song.
It just popped in my head. It's not an, there's not an interesting story behind it. It just came out pretty much full born.
Wow. And it became, I mean, sometimes the biggest hits are big surprises. You know, you just create something and put it out there and people loved it and it sold millions of copies and it was in the top 10 on Billboard. And so it did very, very well. Alvin Bishop is talking with us today from his home in, I believe you're in Oklahoma. I think we set
California.
That up. Oh, now you're in California. So you've left Oklahoma and you got your posters up behind you in California.
I left Oklahoma in 1960.
Oh, okay. So, Alvin Bishop, you've written songs that have appeared on, well, it was, Fool Around and Fell in Love, appeared in the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Did you ever think you'd ever see your music or hear your music, first of all, not only in a film, but a film of that nature about superheroes?
I don't know. It seems to work in movies. It's been in about 20 of them, and there's a new one coming out. It's going to be in the new Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So we get a little insight there. What's the song called that we'll be listening for?
Fooled around and fell in love.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you redone that song or is the original?
That's the original. I asked a guy one time, why in the world do they want to use that in so many? You think that everybody'd be tired of it by now. He said, it's because it's the story of most movies that have ever been made.
Right. It's a story of life. Most of us at a younger age, that's how we came into love. But you put it, you gave it poetic justice by putting it to words and creating a song around it, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. And as I mentioned, it was also in The Family Stone and Boogie Nights and the TV show Friday Night Lights. So, your music's been out there and you got a lot of exposure. Have you thought about maybe scoring a film?
No, I wouldn't know how to do a thing like that.
Yeah, you write great songs. So, where's the most unusual place that you've ever got inspiration for writing a song? The most unusual place that you can recall?
Oh, my dog, maybe. I don't know.
From your dog? What tell me about that?
I had a dog that was really a rascal. He was a beagle. And he did all kinds of things. I wrote the song about him. He chewed the tongue out of my shoe, and for some reason that set me off.
Is
And
there lyrics in the song about chewing the tongue out of your shoe?
yeah,
That's great. I love it. I love it. What's the name of the song?
he's a dog.
He's the dog. All right. Alvin Bishop is our guest on Border Crossings today, and I like to ask this question to people who are singer-songwriters that have collaborated over the years. Name three people that you would like to collaborate with that you haven't already, who are either dead or alive.
Well, I really like the songwriting of Percy Mayfield, if you've heard of him. Ray Charles did an album of his songs. He was a great blues singer. Didn't have much of a voice, but he had a very poetic soul. I'm not much of a collaborator, really. I just either write it or it don't happen, you know?
So how did you meet up with Mickey Thomas?
He was in the group. There was a friend of mine named Gideon. He was a black guy, and he had a gospel rock group. His dream was to have a multicultural gospel rock group, and he had like a Filipino guy and a Japanese guy, and he found Mickey Thomas on one of his trips to through the South in Cairo, Georgia. He's just a great singer. And we ended up getting together.
That's great. That's wonderful. So the only you only have one artist that you'd like to collaborate with? Because you could pick anybody in the business.
Well, like I say, I'm not big on collaborating. I can appreciate a lot of people, a lot of songs.
Who are your favorites in blues today? Today's blues.
Boy, there are so many. Taj Mahal is the greatest.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Yeah.
So, what is the next step for you? Because, like I said, your latest album is a few years ago. What's the plan for a new album, new music? Any you're just waiting for the inspiration to come to you, and that's it?
I'm just trying to enjoy life. I'm 81 now, and I look at it and I think, well, maybe I ought to try and write songs, you know, write some songs. I said, well, I will if something ever comes to me. But if I don't, you know, basically I've done enough. You know, I just try to do what I enjoy. If nice gigs come up that sound like fun, you know, I'll do them. And I raise a big garden, and I've got a beautiful wife and daughter. Just became a granddad for the first time, so
Oh, congratulations.
thank you. I got plenty to do.
Keep
Yes.
yourself busy there. Now, 1963 is when you first started releasing music. So what would today's Alvin Bishop tell Alvin Bishop in 1963, advice-wise?
Go for it, kid.
That's it? Simple as that?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, you have such a very positive outlook on everything. You know, you just kind of take things and enjoy every minute, every day.
Trying to, man, you
Well,
know, the old saying, if you have a job that you enjoy doing, then you'll never work a day in your life. And that's
right.
basically how it's turning out.
A labor of love. Is there anything that you haven't done that you still want to do? Have you made Christmas albums, things like that? Have
I've made some Christmas tunes, not an album.
you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever comes up that sounds like fun, I'll do it.
You're there. Well, you know, thank you for being on the show. Now, for people that want to get your music and want to read about you, your bio, your story, where do they go? What's your website?
Elvin Bishop Music.
Dot com. Okay.
I did have just Elvin Bishop, but somebody, I forgot to renew it, I guess, or whoever was handling it did, and somebody
Took the name, huh? Wow.
bought the name and tried to jack me up for a bunch of money on it.
So, I mean, do you do social media stuff? Are you into that? Like Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff?
No, but that's one of the things that got me going enough. I wrote a tune called Old School, and it's some of the words go, "Don't fool with no Facebook, Twitters, and tweets. Call me on the phone if you want to talk to me. Say, call me
It's
on
called old school. I like
the
that.
telephones, high tech as I get.
Yeah, I agree
Don't
with
send me
you.
no email. Send me a female."
I love it. I love it. That's great. Alvin Bishop, our guest today on Border Crossings. Before we let you go, I want to give you a chance to send a message out to the millions of people who tune into this program in 100 countries around the world, which includes the troops. So if there's any message you'd like to send out, the stage is yours.
For all my fans in Japan, arigato
Doitachimashite.
gozaimasu.
Hey.
Kidding.
Watashi wa Larry des.
There you go.
Yoroshiku nagaishimasu.
You'll get along okay over there.
Yeah, I lived there for 2 years.
Oh, you did.
I
That's
did.
great. Yeah.
Yep. So that's one of your favorite places to go is Japan.
Man, the people are so nice and they're so together. I did a flying tour of Japan one time, about five different towns. And the first flight, I lost my prescription sunglasses. I said, oh man, that's a drag, you know. And about the third town we went to, I walked up to the desk to check in and said, Mr. Bishop, are these your glasses?
Oh.
They're so together.
So then you went out and on a tour again and you got a second shot to see it.
I've been on five or six tours in Japan. It's
Wow, that's great.
beautiful. The people are so nice and considerate of each other. It's really impressive.
That's your favorite place to perform?
It's one of my favorites. Yeah, I like it.
Where else do you like to perform around the world?
I've been to Spain, in Norway, Hong Kong before communism. I don't think I want to go back now. But
Yep, I lived in Hong Kong too. Do you play the
you did?
Coliseum? Is that what you played? The Hunk? Yeah, I lived in Hong Kong for 5 years.
By phone. You
Long Kwai
know?
Fong. Oh yeah, that's the where all the foreigners are. All the
Yeah.
gaijin is, I guess, the name.
Guaylo. Yeah.
Guaylo, yes, exactly. All right. Well, Alvin, thank you so much for giving us so generously of your time. It's been an honor to have you on the show. As somebody who got his first break in radio in 1979, I remember playing your music, and so you're one of my heroes, and I thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's Alvin Bishop, our guest. This is Border Crossings. Check him out at alvinbishopmusic.com. Thanks for watching Border Crossings once again here on VOA TV.